Hi, everybody. Sorry, I had to connecting tonight.
Well, we're here. We made it.
Yes.
So we have a quorum, it looks like. Oh, and Conrad's going to join us, so we're strong.
Conrad. Hey.
There we are. Can everybody speak?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you, Conrad?
Hi, Conrad.
Long time no see.
Yeah, don't you wish you were doing what I was doing?
What was that?
Work until 10:30 at night trying to fix the water problems out there.
Oh my.
For the water board.
Why didn't you just do a rain dance?
You know what? If it meant getting more water, that's one thing. But we were fixing breaks in the ditch.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, good for me. Get in there and get my Bobcat in there, clear up to my knees in water, and that wasn't any fun. That's all right.
Hey, since we haven't started yet, Conrad, you got any apricots?
I've got about 10 out there on the one limb. Why, you want me to save them for you?
Have they already ripened, all of them?
No, they're just turning orange now.
Okay.
If I've got
we'll
any...
We'll wait to see if Judy joins us, Judy Davis. Gladys is out of town, as I think you read in the email, so she won't be with us tonight. But we'll give Judy a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just seen apricots on the one tree. I've got to see if there's any more on the other. We got apples like you can't believe. Cherries, the birds all got already. Lousy things. Yeah. Gadfree. Peaches, have peaches. Pears.
Nice. I'm going to come over to your house, Conrad.
That's fine. Just tell me what you want.
When are you going to start bottling, Conrad?
You know what? I haven't bottled in a few years, but I've been eating everything that's bottled, so I guess I better start doing it again, huh?
Yeah, it might be wise.
Well, we could make a deal. I'll come pick the stuff and bottle and then share it with you.
That's fine. I'll get out that big 20-quart thing that Mom and Dad always had, you know, the pressure cooker and everything. That's all right.
Great. Okay, we've got Tessa Pegg and Judy Davis joining, and Colleen.
Well, Judy's chair's joining us anyway, so that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Tessa, Colleen.
And Elizabeth's mic's off.
I can turn it back on, sorry.
Oh, there you go. You just didn't want us all to hear what you were doing in the background.
Well, sometimes just the extra background noise makes it harder for everything.
Yeah.
I can see she's at school tonight.
I was just going to say, you're at school tonight. What the heck are you doing? It's summer break.
Well, I was finishing up, and then it was after 6, and so I realized the internet here works better, so I decided just to work until the meeting. Because the this week the internet's been going in and out at our house so much, and I was on something else the other night and it was so frustrating. So, and then last, the budget hearing, remember I came in late because my internet wasn't working. So I just decided to play it safe.
Very good. Judy, are you, can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Judy. Well,
we'll go ahead and get started. So welcome everybody to the town council meeting, July 2nd, 2020. Council members Elizabeth Julian, Judy Drain, Conrad Jepson are present, as am I, the mayor. Gladys Lefevre is excused. She's out of town. So we'll go ahead and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If Michelle, okay, give us a flag. Yeah.
Let me get that going here. Okay. Gosh, my computer is being...
Forgot.
Oh, come on. Sorry, hold on. My computer's being stupid all of a sudden.
That's all right.
Or maybe it's user error. I don't know.
Never. No,
but on the computer. It's always a good way to go. All right, if you'll please.
All right.
Flag.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It really makes you wonder how people are able to do music together over here when we can't even get the Pledge of Allegiance in sync.
I know, isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, we'll get it one of these days. Okay, first thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes. We have the minutes. I think maybe everybody got those, hopefully, for June 4th. We don't have the June 18th meeting. Did everybody get the June 4th? Minutes.
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Were there any comments, any additions, changes?
I didn't see anything.
I didn't either.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes of June 4th.
I make a motion to accept the minutes from last month. What was the
date?
Okay.
We have a motion from Judy Drain.
I'll second it.
Second by Conrad. All in favor, Elizabeth?
Aye.
Conrad?
Aye.
Judy?
Aye.
And Steve Cox? Aye. Very good. We'll have the other minutes, I think, with our next meeting's minutes, and we can approve that. That was the
budget hearing.
Budget hearing. Okay, final budget was sent out. Thanks to Michela and Judy, we finally kind of hammered that out for now, I think pretty accurately. Did everybody have a chance to look and see the changes we'd made? We're in pretty good shape, probably better than we had hoped, and probably better than most towns at this time, but I think we've been very conservative in what we've done, and Judy's done a good job of keeping us in the black. So I just wanted to see if there were any questions as you went through the budget on what our budget next year will look like. Okay. And what I hope with this new Polaris program is that we'll do a quarterly budget to see where we're at. And so hopefully by October 1st, we will be able to have an update on the budget and get an idea where we're at. You know, that'll be the end of our summer and kind of winding down from the tourist time. And it'll be interesting to see where we are budget-wise by October 1st. So that should be coming with that new program we have. And Michela, as you read, is taking the lead on that and trying to figure out. It's a new accounting computer program, if you weren't aware of it, that we purchased. And it's been recommended by our auditor that we use it. And we're going to try. So we'll see how that turns out. With that said, checks now. I think you have all seen the checklist for March, April, May, and Judy got the ones to us in June. June was a big spending month because as we close out last year's budget, basically moving into the new budget, there were some things that had to be paid. So if everyone has had a chance to look at those, any questions on any of the expenses?
Not I.
Hey, I think we can go ahead and approve those as a group. So if someone would like to make a motion to approve all of those, I'll entertain that now.
I'll make a motion we approve all the checks for, 4 months or 3 months?
Yeah, March, April, May, June.
Yes, March, okay. April, May, June.
So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Go ahead.
Seconded by Elizabeth. So we'll vote Elizabeth.
Aye.
Conrad?
Yeah.
Judy?
Aye.
And aye for me. Okay, so those are accepted as written. Okay, discussion of the 4th of July. I was hoping that Gladys was going to be on tonight. I think we're okay. She hasn't said anything different than the plan that went out a while back. We'll be doing a new parade route. Judy, did you have something to...
Yeah, she said that Pam is working with her and together they'll get it going.
Okay. And I contacted Corey to see if they had personnel enough to close off the roads that we need to close off. There's about 5 different entryways to that street that need to be closed when we're doing the parade. And, I haven't heard back from him, but I'm sure we can cover that. And we'll see how that goes. So everybody get their floats ready to go, or Conrad, if you're marching solo, whatever you're doing. Anybody?
I'm just going out. I'm just going to go sit down and have a root beer float.
Okay. All right. We'll look for you along there.
Why are they changing the route?
Well, it came down to a permitting thing. You know, we decided late to go ahead with the parade. And I've noticed that Bicknell and Torrey, at least, they had to change their routes too. So I it's kind of a permitting thing that Judy usually has to start very early to get it done with UDOT. Mm. And we just didn't have the time to do that. So we decided we'd try this new route and see how it works. And if we want to go back next year, we'll just, you know, plan on getting our permit a little earlier.
So where is it? Did I read right? It's going to start down there by Farland's house, down in that Four Corners area?
Right.
And they go up past Sam Stout's house?
Yeah.
Okay.
Past the school, and then they'll turn up in front of the community center and kind of end up around Hall's store somewhere up there. So should be plenty of room for people to park and view. And again, you know, masks are encouraged for everybody that's going. Stay in family groups as much as possible. Physical distance. There won't be anything after the parade going on. We figured that was a time where people could go home and do their family thing or whatever you have planned afterwards. Mm-hmm. So a little bit different year, but you know, it is what it is. So I think this will be fun and kind of a different thing. So, all right. Department reports, Planning Commission and roads. Judy, do you have anything for us on? I think we've lost you for a minute.
I said right. No, I don't have anything on roads. Bill and I are working on the sign. Willie worked in our garden steadily for the last 3 weeks. Done as quick too. We got one of the pickup Randy.
Okay,
I'm assuming said all he had was the post.
You're breaking up a little bit. We can't hear what you're saying. Your connection must be bad.
Reboot.
It must be. Anyway, can you hear now?
Yes. And no.
Bill and I are working on the signs. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk fast.
Okay, for 3 weeks, we haven't got the signs done, but we're working on them now.
Hard. Sure is entertaining.
Bad tonight. What I'm getting out of this is that you're working on the signs.
Correct.
How about Anson Fogel's Road?
I've got to check on that. Remember I talked to you in the store?
Right.
I'll check with Randy on that. And okay. I had to work up until 2, so I haven't done anything today. But I'll get with Randy over the weekend. And see if I can find out about that. I guess somebody filled it in once. Do you know who did, Conrad?
I think they did.
I think they've done it, and they filled it in at least 2 or 3 times because the wind keeps picking it up because I drive by it every day. And so every few days it's not filled, but then they keep coming out and refilling it.
Well, I've tried to get a hold of Farland to find out exactly whose responsibility it is to asphalt back over it.
They are.
They are?
That is their problem, yes.
Well, I know it has to be done and they had to pay for it, but I didn't know if like Randy did it and then.
No.
Randy's totally responsible for it?
Yes, that's why they put up the bond.
Well, I knew they were responsible for it. I just didn't know the procedure, so.
Yeah, they have to go. They have to find somebody to do it.
Make sure they get it done then.
Yep.
Yeah, follow up with Randy just to make sure there isn't some plan between those two, and then go ahead and follow up on that. Then on Planning Commission, anything?
Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe this. I forgot. Sorry, Colleen.
That's okay.
God, I forgot the Planning Commission. Well, that's not helping. Colleen, you want to put your 2 cents worth in?
I'm not sure. Well, what information do you want?
Well, I think I've sat in on most of those, so I'll give an update, and then if Peg or Colleen wants to add to it.
Planning Commission.
They did approve the conditional use permit for the Arts and Agricultural Center. I know there's kind of two groups. There's a group that's finishing up the table of uses and a group that's working on development standards for commercial properties. And at the next planning meeting, they're going to come together to begin putting together those two things in order to rewrite the ordinances as we need to, or amend the ordinances and the general plan as needed to incorporate all those changes. So I know they're working toward that, and that was something that came from the town council a while back as we asked them to look at table of uses, and we also asked them to look at commercial activities, kind of home-based commercial activities and how we could accommodate those. And I think they're doing a great job in in coming together with those two things and really make it our ordinances a lot stronger and much more clear than they have been in the past. So Peg or Colleen, anything to add to that?
Well, and Michela did a report too on the map that we're doing. I don't know if you want that either, but you know, she's working on that map for us. So that was another thing that we discussed.
Right. So they're mapping for the, and I think we mentioned this our last meeting, they're mapping for the short-term rental
right.
ordinance that we have, trying to figure out the numbers and the so on. So that, yeah, that's going on. Michela, did you have anything you wanted to tell us, or is that still in process?
No, that's still in process. I was going to present at the Planning Commission next week. One quick thing I do need to ask, though, Judy Davis, my internet has cut out 5 times already. Will you just, between maybe you and or Peg, will you just jot some stuff down? Because I keep losing you all.
Sure.
But not super stuff. I think I'm catching most of it, but just so you can double check on the minutes next month. Thank you. Sorry for the sideway.
Yeah, no problem.
Your fault.
Thank you, Steve. I have no idea where my book is. It's here somewhere.
Okay.
I forgot all about that.
All right. No problem. I think we're caught up. I think it's going pretty well. Conrad, anything on enforcement, landfill, any of that? You need
no, haven't seen nothing. No signs out of whack as far as I know. It's just, we're good.
You know now that Dean Wilson is the landfill attendant.
He talked to me after his mother got home or when she got sick, and him and I talked about it a few times, so I just told him, tell you here different, just keep doing it.
Yeah, we approved him to go ahead with that, and you're sort of his fill-in for right now. Until you can find someone that you might train just in case he has to take a weekend off or whatever. So
okay, so you want us to find somebody and then present it to you guys or what?
Yeah, just find someone that you think would maybe fill in. When I talked to Dean, he said, I'm never going to miss a day, but, you know, things happen. So we just need to have someone maybe as a backup that knows what numbers to write down and how to keep track of loads. So, okay.
All right.
Let's see, EMS, Arts Council, Elizabeth, what have you got for us?
Let's see, the fire department, all of the things that they ordered have come in and they don't have anything else to update at this time. EMTs, they got a new gurney, they had a training maybe 2 weeks ago, and there's new pediatric protocols and new equipment that they got for that they did a training. Then they also, last night was their squad meeting and they did their training. Sometime in July, the EMTs, the fire, and us are getting together to kind of revisit where we left off with the stuff that Peter had started, as well as just kind of figuring out ways for them to work together. No update nothing's changed for both the Arts Council and the library at this time.
Okay. Anything at Fire Council up and going yet?
I've reached out to them and they keep saying, oh, we're about to meet, and then they haven't yet. And they said they know that it's so dry and they should be getting together and they hope to have an update soon. And they said they probably will try to even get something out to the public before our next meeting, but they would at least fill me in. But they haven't met yet this season.
Okay. Now, one thing that was brought up, Peg brought up, and I think it's a good idea. Would you mind maybe next month, if there's anything going on with the school district that affects us, because we'll be getting some probably updates of what's going to happen with school. Will you do that kind of monthly, just keep track of anything that affects us? And Judy Drain, will you, you're still on the Garfield County Planning Commission, right?
Correct.
Will you just, anything that's affecting us or being, you know, may have an impact on us, will you report on that? Do you guys meet monthly?
Yeah, we didn't meet last month. They didn't have anything on the agenda, but they definitely will this month.
Okay. So if you'll kind of add that to your reports, and it can just be, you know, as needed kind of thing, but if you see something coming down the line that's important to Boulder, maybe that's a good time to bring it up.
Okay. And with that, EMTs, I've tried to get from them, and they've tried to reach out to the county. And as far as they know, there's been no change of county protocols if you're calling 911. Although when the county made the initial change in March, it took a bit for the EMTs to get noticed. But they've left, two of them left messages and said, just make sure that you're keeping us informed of any changes. So at this point, there aren't any changes there. As far as the school district goes, the plan for the district has to be into the state by August 1st. Yesterday was the first day. We have a new superintendent, John Dodds. And he, along with other district leaders, including myself, are meeting next week and the following weeks to come up with plans. And I can keep you informed of those.
Okay, perfect. That'd be good. All right. I don't have anything on cemetery buildings, travel council. Gladys isn't here, so I don't know that there's anything too pressing there. I only have a couple things. I am now on the Garfield Economic Development Committee. We've met once. There's a little bit of a change in how the county will get money. Right now, the plan is that our county will get $200,000 each year for now, and then people will be able to apply for that money for different things. The Governor's Office of Economic Development used to have a number of different programs where people could apply, like Fast Track. I don't know, there were a number of them, and I don't think they were very successful. So they've decided to give the money to the county, and then the county decides where to give grants or loans. We have another meeting on Monday to kind of update where we're at with all the budget changes. We think we still will get $200,000, but that may have changed. So it's a work in progress, but I hope eventually we can award grants or loans to anybody across the county, including Boulder businesses that have a need, that want to expand, whatever it might be. So I'll keep you updated on that Economic Development Board too. So that's kind of a new assignment for me, and I'll add that into mine too. So. The other thing is Tree City. We've been named again. We completed the requirements for 2019 Tree City. I think we're on 6 or 7 years of being a Tree City, and most of you know that we have to do a certain amount of work in kind or spend a certain amount of money to continue that, and in return, we're able to apply for grants through the state. We've got some pretty sizable grants over the year to plant trees and do work, so that's a pretty good program, and you know, we'll continue to be in that and be a Tree City. I think that's all I have. Clerks? Anything?
I have a question. Anybody know when we're supposed to get in our fiber optics? Anybody heard anything when we're getting connected?
The last update that I got, because I asked about it because of the school, and they said that they didn't even expect to begin until sometime in August, but that could be delayed again.
Wow.
But it wasn't like an official thing. I just was asking. I've heard it through multiple people, so take it for that. I didn't hear it from anyone that works from South Central.
Okay.
Yes, Peg.
I was actually trying to raise my hand in the little box and it didn't do it, but
okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you guys that the Boulder Town website is up and live, and you should take a look at it and poke around and use it, and let Michelle or Judy or I know if you see anything that looks egregious. We can still get things fixed. looks pretty snazzy though. It's different from, it's still WordPress platform, but it looks new.
Yeah, it looks very good. Colleen? Oh,
I just used it because I needed to find the meeting, the Zoom number for the meeting. So thank you.
Hey, very good. Judy Davis, did you have something?
I did. I don't remember what. Oh, yes, I do now. I had an email from Media Temple today, who's been our host in the past. Now, shall I contact them and just tell them we won't be using them anymore beginning immediately, or what do you want me to do?
Remember our conversation the other day, Judy?
What sparked it.
How far are we paid through?
January.
So can we get a refund at all?
That I don't know, but I'll find out.
Let's ask them if we can, and if we can, let's let it go for at least one more month just so we can, Wayne and has access to everything.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of what we talked about the other day, if that makes sense. Right, Peg?
Right. We'd be paying double. Like, I just sent you the invoice for his work.
West. Yeah.
Yeah. So that completes us, and it includes $25 for the next month, for this month of hosting. So we will be like doubled up on our internet coverage for July, but he did say it might be a good idea to keep the Media Temple alive through this month in case. He's got everything off that site, but, you know, just kind of making absolutely sure. Once he cuts off, then we don't have access to it anymore at all, so.
Okay.
But if you could get a refund on the remainder of the year after July, I'd say.
I'll find out. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, very good. Anything else, clerks?
Question, Tom's iPhone, is that Tom Hoyt that joined the meeting just a few minutes ago?
I saw him, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and entertain public comments. If anybody wants to raise their hand in the screen, or you can do it electronically, put a little hand in there, but let us know if you want to comment and we'll give you a chance.
Tessa's got her hand up.
Tessa.
I just wanted to say that the town website looks great, and thank you all for working on that. I think the documents are a lot easier to find, and the minutes and everything, so. Thank
Great.
You. I had to use that, and it was really easy to navigate.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tessa. Anyone else?
Someone's little electronic hand flashed real quick, and then it went out, but I wasn't sure if someone was trying to get it up or if it was
actually. It might have been me. I'm not seeing it. So.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody then, and they're not getting to talk.
Where have you seen it?
I don't know. It showed up on the side. Does everybody have the ability to unmute themselves to talk if they need to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't hear anybody else or see anybody else requesting time to comment. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Let's adjourn. Oh, sorry, Conrad.
No, motion. You got it.
Motion by Elizabeth. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, seconded by Conrad. Elizabeth?
Aye.
Conrad?
Yes.
Judy?
Aye.
And aye for me. So thanks everyone for tuning in. It was a short meeting, but very efficient, I think. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you all later. See you at the parade or wherever.
Thank you.
I'll go count the peaches and the apricots for you.
All right.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
You're back. Good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Ms. Shayla?
Sorry.
I missed Tom when he came in. I was looking down, so.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Tina. I got Tina. So, 13 people? Did you get everybody, you think?
Oh, here's a muse on mine.
Well, Josie phoned in and her screen as well, so just, I'm assuming that's just one Muse, but who knows?
Okay.
There were, yeah, it was listed twice. It said J Muse phone, and then also, and I think when Bill's been joining, he's been joining just as Muse, and he just has the audio, but they're still on. If they can unmute themselves, they could tell you.
Yeah, which Muse is there listening? Could you identify yourself, please? We need to put it on the record. Come in, please.
Good luck. I'm going. Good night.
Good night, everyone.